time to meet the men from the ministry. We're off for another spin in government circles with Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, John Graham, Pat Coombs, Cass Allen, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. In Whitehall's General Assistance Department, Lennox, Brown and Lamb tackle a wide range of jobs. But they're not alone, of course. They have the assistance of Mildred Murfin, one of that vast army of shorthand typists who prove that modern women won't be dictated to.
Mildred, there are a couple of errors in that letter you typed.
Only a couple? Oh, I'm getting better all the time, aren't I?
Well, at least you've stopped typing dear sir or madman. Here, look at this here. In the first paragraph about parliamentary procedure, it should be nightly security checks. Not nighty security checks.
I'm sorry, sir.
And this person is the chief executive officer, House of Commons, not the chief execution officer.
Oh, well, you can't win them all, can you? Here, what's this all about, sir? You're actually doing something for the House of Commons?
Yes, that's right, Mildred, yes. Something many people feel is long overdue.
You're going to shut it down?
We're going to shut it... No. We're going to tighten up security. They had some trouble recently, you know. A policeman stopped a shifty-looking man at the door and wouldn't let him in. They nearly came to blows.
And did the man write to the Prime Minister?
No, he was the Prime Minister.
Blimey!
So from next week, people who work there will carry identity passes. And to get a pass, they must fill in a form. And we have to vet their applications.
What a responsibility, sir.
It is, Mildred, it is. Yes, I'm getting precious little help from Mr. Lamb, though. He's scarcely ever in the office these days, and when he's here, his mind isn't. What's going on, I wonder?
Well, to tell you the truth, Mr. Lennox Brown,
yes?
I think he's involved with a woman.
No, Mildred, it's Mr. Lamb I'm talking about.
Yes, sir, Mr. Lamb. Well, it's not all that surprising, is it? I mean, he is a normal man. Well, almost. I mean, it's spring after all.
But this is extraordinary. Mr. Lamb consorting with a female woman of the opposite sex. Well, who is she, do you know?
Yes, sir. It's Sybil Brady.
Sybil Brady?
The canteen lady. Oh, you know, that new supervisor. I was with him the day she started.
Well, what happened?
Well, he just saw her there behind the serving counter with her dumplings steaming in the sunshine. And he come over all unnecessary.
I'm astonished, Mildred.
That's why he's always down the canteen. He has a 3-hour lunch break every day. And he goes for coffee every 15 minutes.
And does she reciprocate?
Only after the shepherd's pie. But you should see them together, sir. Mooning around at a table,
really?
Gazing into each other's eyes. Honestly, it's like Romeo and Juliet at canteen prices.
Come along, Mr. Lamb. Let me give you an extra spoonful of gravy and a few more roast potatoes.
When you look at me like that, how can I refuse?
Oh, Mr. Lamb, you're such a gentleman. Not like them other rough men who come in here. They're only after one thing.
What's that?
An extra dollop of custard. I knew at once that you was different, you know. Often when we're sitting here together, I get a little pain. Here.
I get a pain there too.
Do you, Richard? Is it a kind of yearning?
No, I think it's the puff pastry.
Richard, oh, you do love your little joke. What fun we have together.
But now I really must get along to the office. There's a morning's work to be done.
Oh, must you go so soon?
Don't worry. I'll be back for lunch in 10 minutes.
All right, then, but take care and mind you don't overwork.
Papers you wanted, sir.
Thank you, Mildred. You've been very helpful. It is more than I can say for Mr. Lamb here.
Well, I've been making plans for Miss Brady's birthday tomorrow.
You're making a fool of yourself with that woman, you know. You're a sheep in wolf's clothing.
If you're not careful, you'll be getting a naughty reputation, like the permanent undersecretary.
I haven't seen Sir Gregory lately. I suppose he's still chasing Miss Bentwater from the typing pool.
Yeah, That's right, sir, but she's used to it now. When he takes her out, she's learned to eat, drink and be wary.
Time he learned to behave himself. Lecherous old brute.
Ah, I want a word with you two.
Good morning, Sir Littery. Sir Gregory.
How are you getting on with Ed Commons' job?
The matter's in hand, Sir Gregory. You can rely on us.
Good, good. Yes. Government security is to be tightened all round.
So I hear, sir. Yes. I gather that MI5 offices are no longer open to the public.
Well, it's not just a matter of locking things up, you know. The Prime Minister's greatly concerned about immorality.
Oh.
Laxness in government staff could lay people open to blackmail.
Are you being blackmailed, Sir Gregory?
Don't be absurd, man. What are you thinking of?
You and Miss Bentwater, sir.
Well, Miss Bentwater from the typing pool is merely a friend. You could call her my protege.
We could call her that, sir, if you wish.
I intend to clamp down on ministry morals. If I hear any hint of scandal involving a member of ministry staff, the culprit will be dismissed instantly, if not before. Get it?
Got it.
Good.
Well, now I've seen everything. Sir Gregory going all prim and proper. It's like Dracula going on a milk diet.
Oh, he's just towing the line. This must be high-level policy. You'd better watch your step with Miss Brady, too.
You needn't worry about us, one. Our behaviour has to be seen to be believed. I'm going to the canteen for a coffee.
Poor Mr. Lamb, he has got it bad. Do you know, sir, I saw Miss Brady kiss him yesterday.
Good gracious, where?
Behind the tea urn. She gave him a peck on the cheek.
Yes, and I see he's carved a heart on his desk with a paper knife.
Miss Brady calls him a little crunchy bar.
She probably means he's half nuts. Yeah. Now then, Mildred. We must get ready to receive these pass applications from the House of Commons people. They've all been given forms, from the Speaker to the cleaning ladies.
How these MPs get the House of Commons in such a state, I do not know.
Nor do I, Mrs. Malin. Toffee papers and bottle tops everywhere.
Any rate, I've polished all the benches except for that back one. There's two MPs still asleep there.
Oh, yes, yes. They've been there since the last election. Here, have you filled in your pass application?
Well, yes and no. I'm a bit worried because of my baby, see? I bring him here every day and I leave him with the porter. Will I have to have a pass for him?
Oh, yes. No, yes, yes. Even though he's a baby, you need to fill in a form.
Oh, I have to bring him to work, see, because I've got no husband.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Mr. Malin passed on to a better place, did he?
Yeah, that's right. He went down to Brighton. I don't know where he is now. He never stayed anywhere long. Czechoslovakian sailor he was.
I didn't know they had a navy in Czechoslovakia.
Of course, that was part of the trouble. He could never find a ship.
Shame. Ran off, did he?
Yeah, that's right. Turned out to be a proper dud check.
And left you holding the baby. A bouncing check, eh? Here, what's the baby's name, then?
He was christened Dmitri Vladimir after his dad.
Fancy that, Dmitri.
I call him Dim, just like his father.
Well, if I was you, dear, I'd fill in separate form for Dmitri. You know how fussy these ministry people are.
We must vet these applications most carefully, too. It's essential that no one's allowed in the House of Commons who could possibly be a security risk.
Well, this one seems all right. Mrs. Florence Doris Malin. Occupation, cleaner. Sex, very seldom.
One of the charladies, I has put her down for a pass, yes. Hey, that next one's covered in ink blots.
You can't read the form at all, but there's a note attached.
Hmm?
Sorry I ain't done the form proper, but please send pass like what we was promised.
Oh, dear, who is that from?
The Minister of Education.
Oh, well, I suppose you'd better have one.
Yeah. Here's a strange application. Dmitri Vladimir Marlin, occupation nun.
Odd name for a nun?
No. It means he hasn't got a job.
Oh, ne'er-do-well, eh? Yes. What was that name? Dmitri Vladimir? Mm. Oh, he's probably a dangerous alien.
Yeah, possibly even a foreigner.
Mm. Yes, I can imagine his sort. Oh, my word, yes. Might even be a secret agent.
Yes.
Yeah, stamp his form rejected.
I certainly will.
Have you heard? Sir Gregory's really serious about this morality campaign. He's just sacked Mr. Woodcock from admin.
What, old Splinters Woodcock? What did he do?
Well, Sir Gregory's accused him of gross moral turpentine. He was lurking in the corridor whistling at the girls in the typing pool.
Oh, sacked, eh? That'll teach him to whistle while he lurks.
Well, you can laugh, sir, but Sir Gregory's really on the warpath. He's clamping down on inefficiency, too. Mr. Pratt's been suspended just for mislaying a couple of warships.
Morning, too.
Ah, there you are, one. Before you start your 11s, there's a lady on her way here to see you. She just rang. Mrs. Malin.
Mrs. Malin?
She sounded rather cross about something. Ah, this might be her now. Come in.
I'll come in, all right. No one's going to stop me. I am Mrs. Malin.
And what is your official capacity?
4 brown ales and a port and lemon. But what's that got to do with it?
To do with what?
I am a cleaning operative up the House of Commons, and you, flaming well, refused my son a pass.
Did we? Well, what's his name?
Dmitri Vladimir Malin.
Dmitri Vladimir, I seem to remember that case. Oh, yeah, we felt we couldn't allow a potentially dangerous foreigner free access to our seat of government.
Dangerous? What do you mean? My son's no trouble to anyone.
We only have your word for that, madam.
You haven't. You can see for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Good gracious one, there's something moving in her shopping bag.
Here he is. This is Dmitri. And what arm a one-year-old can do, I don't know.
Good grief, too. It's a baby.
That's right. And seeing as you won't let me keep him with me at work, you can blooming well look after him.
Wait, look after him? What are you talking about? We can't have a baby in the office.
He might start crying and keep us awake.
If he starts crying, you just give him one of these rusks, and here's his jar of strained prunes.
Now, look here, madam. Take that child off my desk at once and be sensible.
I'll take him off your desk at 5 o'clock and not before. And you'd better give him a pass or you'll have him again tomorrow.
But, madam, if you get... Oh, glory. She's gone. This is an ugly situation.
Ugly baby, too.
Yes, well, you hold him. You're better at this sort of thing.
Why me?
Well, you look like a nanny for a start. And besides, this is all your fault. Well, why didn't you spot this baby was a baby when you checked his form?
Why? It's a bit of a problem, isn't it?
It's worse than a problem. It's a crisis. What if Sir Gregory found us with this infant? He'd know we'd dropped a clanger, wouldn't he? I mean, he'd sack us for inefficiency.
Oh.
Yes, he would.
Yeah, I thought I'd better warn you. Sir Gregory's on his way. Oh. Don't cry, Mr. Lamb. He'll soon be gone. Blimey! It's a baby! Where'd that come from?
I suppose the stork must have brought it.
Look, there's no time to explain, Mildred, but Sir Gregory mustn't see him. Now, we'll have to hide the child.
We could put him in the filing cabinet in the big drawer marked B.
B for baby. That's brilliant, sir.
On second thoughts, after what he's just done down my waistcoat, better put him in the drawer marked P.
Well, never mind which drawer, too. Just get him out of sight.
Yes. Now, behave yourself, Dmitri, and please be quiet.
Yeah, leave it open a bit, sir, so he's got some air. I'll nip down the canteen for some milk. He can have it later. Whoops! Hello, Sir Gregory. Goodbye, Sir Gregory.
Now then, I want a word with you two.
Yes, well, do come in, sir. What a pleasant surprise.
Oh, stop all that idle chatter, man. Now, this House of Commons job, I hope there have been no slip-ups.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear it. Now, you'll be pleased to know your task has been extended. In future, you'll be involved not just with MP security, but also their general welfare. There's some concern about their mode of life, long hours, rushed meals, and so on. What on earth is that on your desk, Lamb?
This...
Well, looks like a baby's rusks.
No, it's toast, sir.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, Lamb's breakfast, you see. Yes, he comes in early these days and has a working breakfast.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Well, eat up, man. Don't mind me.
Now, Sir Gregory?
Yes, now.
Oh.
You've got to be fit for the challenge of the day.
Thank you, Sir Gregory.
Yes, you can't work on an empty stomach.
And what the devil's this?
Ah, yes. Now, those are his prunes, sir. Strained prunes to keep him going.
Really? Then you'd better have them, too.
I'll eat them later, perhaps.
Nonsense, man. Eat them now.
No.
Do you good?
Yes.
You've been looking tired and old recently.
Oh, I doubt if there's much we can do about that.
Nonsense. He's sounding younger already. Now, where was I? Ah, yes, sir. MP's welfare. A panel of doctors has prepared a scheme to improve their general health.
I see, sir. Yes.
Their recommendations are in this file, which you'll pass to the Parliamentary Management Committee. Oh, stop fussing, man. It's perfectly simple. What the devil's wrong with you, Lamb?
I don't think the prunes are agreeing with me, sir.
What's going on, Lennox Brown? That noise came from the filing cabinet.
Ah, I think perhaps Lamb's drawers need oiling.
Nonsense, man. Let me see. Great heavens. You've got a baby in here.
Have we, sir?
Well, don't tell me you didn't know Lennox Brown.
I must have forgotten, sir.
Whose is it?
Whose baby is this, too?
It's ours, Sir Gregory.
Yours? You mean it belongs to the pair of you?
Yes.
Well, I know you've got a close relationship, but this is absurd.
You don't understand, sir.
Well, get it out of that drawer and explain.
Ah, yes. It's Mr. Lamb's baby, you see.
Mine?
You admit it, then.
Da-da-da-da-dee.
Yeah, you see, it's saying daddy, you see.
By thunder, this is the last straw, Lamb. Not only are you an arch failure and inveterate bungler, you are now an unmarried father. Well, you know the penalty for moral laxness.
Just a moment, sir. Just one moment, sir. Now, Mr. Lamb is married.
I am.
Lamb is married?
Yes, sir. To a young lady, you see.
In the ministry?
If you say so, sir.
Well, this puts a different complexion on things. Two newlyweds, eh? This baby looks quite old, though. I hope you're not too newlywed.
I can honestly say I'm not, sir.
Oh. Well, this is all very good for the ministry image. What about a photo for the staff magazine, the happy couple and their baby?
Now, I'm afraid it's just gone to press, sir. Yes, we're too late.
Nonsense! The deadline's today. I'll go and chase up the staff photographer. You get hold of your wife, Lamb. We'll all meet here in an hour.
What on earth are we going to do? Why did you say I had a wife?
For your sake, too. He was just about to sack you.
But I can't find a wife in an hour.
It's no use boggling. You must find someone to pretend she's your wife.
Yeah, what's the matter with Mr. Lamb? There's steam coming out of his ears.
I'm desperate. I've got to find a woman.
He's lost all self-control.
Will you oblige me, Mildred?
You're joking.
Mr. Lamb wants you to pretend to be his wife.
Ah, sure, Coco. Blooming liberty. I won't be used. You better try your lady love down the canteen.
That's it. Yes, Sybil Brady.
Of course, why didn't I think of that? I'll go and ask her now.
Oh, glory. What a morning I've had.
You, Bat? What about this poor little baby?
There now. Don't you cry. A pretty one. Auntie Mildred's here. I'll tell you what, look, I'll phone me sister. She knows all about babies. She'll tell us how to look after him.
Miss Brady.
Oh, hello, Richard. Have you come for your 11, sis?
No. I want something else.
What about a nice plate of the spaghetti, then?
No, I don't want spaghetti.
Rissoles.
There's no need to be rude. I want you to be my wife.
Oh, Richard. Oh, and I thought you'd never ask. I should have known once your passions was roused, nothing could damp the flames.
Well, will you?
Oh, yes, Richard, yes. Here, we'll have the reception at the Robin Redbreast tea rooms, and my sister, she'll be a bridesmaid.
Just a minute. There won't be any wedding. Eh? We're not actually getting married. I just want you to fulfil the functions of a wife.
What?
I'm desperate, you see. There's a photographer coming, and we're going to do it in the office.
Oh, how dare you!
Don't quibble, Sybil.
I'll teach you to make nasty suggestions like that. You'll have your spaghetti after all. The old pot, right over your head.
Oh, no.
Oh, help. Well, did you phone your sister, Mildred?
Yes, sir. I've jotted down a whole list of rules for looking after babies. Now, he has to have spinach puree and lots of milk, and we must remember to change him.
Well, what's the point? Any other baby would be just as bad.
Never mind. I'll type it all out clearly in a minute.
Oh, thank you very much, Mildred. And now I must ask you one more favour, Mildred. You see, now, please, help Mr. Lamb by pretending to be his wife. I mean, if you don't, Sir Gregory will sack us all.
Oh, well, now you've explained what it's all about, I suppose perhaps I ought to.
Yes.
But maybe Miss Brady's already agreed.
Oh, dear, what a day.
Sue, what on earth's happened to you?
Poor Mr. Lamb, his hair's gone white with worry.
That's not white hair, it's spaghetti.
Oh, come along, too. This is no time to lark around. Wipe that tomato sauce off your face and tell us what happened.
Will Miss Brady cooperate?
I got the impression she won't.
Oh, well, then I suppose it'll have to be me. But it's only for an hour, mind.
Thank you, Mildred, thank you. That'll keep Sir Gregory at bay. Oh, he'll be here any minute with Mr. Armstrong, the staff photographer.
Well, here we are. Come along, Mr. Armstrong. Well, hurry up, what's the matter?
Oh, don't panic, ducky. I got me equipment caught in the door. Now then, where's the bridal pair?
Well, this is Mr. Lamb, and where's your wife, Lamb?
Sir Gregory, this is his wife, Miss Mildred Murfin.
Miss Murfin? Good Lord. No one told me. When were you married?
This morning, sir.
Well, he means this morning 2 years ago, sir. You see, yes, it's their second anniversary today.
Yeah, that's right, isn't it, Mr. Lamb? Isn't it my angel?
Yes, my little Snooky Ookums.
Oh, God, makes you sick.
Well, come along, then. Mr. Armstrong will take your photograph. A ministry family group. You hold the child, Lamb.
Doesn't the baby look like his father?
You're looking at the wrong end, Mr. Armstrong. Hold the child the right way up.
Oh, that's lovely, ducky. Now, Mr. Lamb, why don't you put the baby's woolly bonnet on?
Oh, very well, if you insist.
No, Petal, not on your head. Oh. On the baby.
Well, I'd better be in the centre of the group. I shall be the child's godfather.
Yes, sir, yes. We've always thought of you as the godfather.
Now then, I want you all to keep still, stare and smile.
I'm very proud of you, Mrs. Lamb.
Do what?
Mildred, it's you.
I'm proud of you and your husband. Family life as it should be. One man, one wife, an example to the nation. Nay, the world.
Right we are then. Keep still, everyone.
Hello, lover. It's only me.
Sybil, why are you here?
Oh, when I thought about our little tiff, dearest, I realised I was wrong. I'd do anything for you, Richard, anything. After all, I am your wife.
His wife? This is bigamy.
No, sir, it's Miss Brady.
What the devil's going on?
Where is he?
Mrs. Malin, what do you want?
I've come for my child. I couldn't do it. I couldn't let you keep my baby.
Your baby, madam?
I am the mother of this child.
Lamb, you lecher.
What?
You unprincipled satyr.
Who?
Three wives? Have you no morals at all? Does one woman not satisfy your gross appetites?
Well, I had to do something, only all the other ladies said no at first, but then when Mildred did it, Sybil did it too, and it wouldn't have mattered if the baby hadn't arrived.
Look, shall I take a photo or shall I not?
I think the answer's in the negative.
Sir Gregory, let me explain from the start.
This had better be good, Lennox Brown.
Yes, sir. Now, it was all a slight mistake, you see.
Oh, dear, I've never seen Sir Gregory so angry.
Lucky no one was hurt when he threw that typewriter.
Only because I ducked. We'll have to get that window mended.
Yes, well, never mind that. What about this other job he was on about, those recommendations for MPs' welfare?
Oh, I sent them off, sir, to the Parliamentary Management Committee.
Thank heavens we've done something right. Just a minute.
This is the MP's welfare list.
Oh, dear. If that's there, what did you send off to Parliament, Mildred?
Well, the only other list I had was that one I got from me sister. You know, rules for looking after the baby. Ooh!
Mildred, you couldn't have sent that. Not to Parliament. They're committed to following our instructions.
Oh, no, she couldn't have done. Could she?
And here is the news read by Brian Martin. In the House of Commons, there's been criticism of new rules brought in by the Management Committee. These are intended to improve MPs' welfare, but many seem unhappy with their diet of spinach puree and gripe water. Members entered the chamber today wearing woolen bonnets and knitted booties, the Prime Minister in blue and Mrs. Thatcher in pink. Some ministers held teddy bears in front of them, but the Home Secretary had a panda in front and a bear behind. The Speaker closed the debate after half an hour and ordered the members to leave. He said the new rules clearly state the chamber must be emptied frequently.
Cheer up, you two. I brought your post.
Ah, thank you, Mildred. Anything happening in the office?
Well, Sir Gregory's down with his nerves again, but they say he'll be out in 6 weeks.
What about Sybil Brady? I hope she wasn't too hurt when I broke it off.
No, she's all right. She's marrying the attendant from the men's washroom. Of course, it's just a marriage of convenience, really.
Come along, miss. Visiting time's over now.
I'll see you next week, then. Hope you're not too cold in here.
Well, it is a bit chilly. But one thing about the Tower of London, it's full of interest.
Muddling through as the men from the ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Badley, John Graham, Pat Coombs and Cass Allen. The programme was written by Edward Taylor and John Graham and produced by Edward Taylor. Thank you.